This is Matt Wells with UN News. Media, which serves the public interest, not only provides vital information communities need to take informed action, it also dispels misinformation, strengthens democratic accountability, and boosts sustainable development. That's the view of Sheetal Vyas, founding executive director of the International Fund for Public Interest Media, who says that amidst COVID-19, accurate and timely information is also a life-saving public good. But the pandemic has hit journalism hard, drying up revenue and putting its very existence into question, something that many fear may prove to be a so-called media extinction event. UN News' Vibhu Mishra spoke to Ms. Vyas, whose fund has a bold billion-dollar rescue plan to help save journalism for the public good, and he began by asking why public service journalism matters.
Public interest media provides vital information that communities need to take action and be informed about the decisions that affect their lives. Ethical, non-partisan, and credible journalism can also reduce the impact of disinformation and misinformation on our democracies the world over. Recently, they've been providing information that can literally save lives around COVID and how to respond to it. In fact, it's actually very hard to think of a time in recent history when access to trustworthy information has been more important. And yet, this public good, this provision of services that they're providing, this vital public good, is dying out due to a lack of funding. And we know why this lack of funding exists. The advertising model of the internet has decimated the business model of journalism. The fact is that news media have nearly always struggled to turn a profit. But despite this, they have managed to survive with a commercial model. But with print media revenues in decline and income from digital media not adequately compensating, that business model has reached breaking point, and COVID has exacerbated this. Low and middle income countries are disproportionately affected, receiving less digital advertising revenue from platforms than what's received in richer countries. And actually, they're finding it harder to respond to this business model challenge. So at a time when access to reliable information can be a matter of life or death, evidence from multiple surveys, such as the Journalism and the Pandemic Project, show that the global pandemic has accelerated the financial decline of these organizations around the world. In fact, the global loss in revenue is estimated at over $30 billion for the last 12 months alone for newspapers. So experts are warning that this loss could lead to a media extinction event.
People and communities are depending more than ever on media to give them accurate and timely information. Can public support, which is high right now, particularly surging traffic on digital media, be enough to stave off other factors that might lead to an extinction level threat?
There's been a consistent trend, actually, throughout the pandemic that people have flocked in huge numbers to media that the public regard as trustworthier. Maria Ressa, the founder of Rappler in the Philippines, has called this flight to quality. But unfortunately, those increases in audiences are not necessarily translating into increased revenues or a viable business model. So the same media organizations who the public is relying on to keep them informed is often at the same time laying off journalists. And this is the challenge. So in many markets, even when the digital traffic is very high, it's not translating into significant revenues in low income markets. An example of this is Al Mirabad in southern Iraq, which is a radio station, but also has a digital platform. They have massive listenership figures and their YouTube traffic is in the millions. But the revenue they're receiving from digital advertising revenue is not commensurate. And actually, it does need external support to survive and deliver their services.
Against this, what needs to happen? Is the answer merely boosting advertising revenue? Or are there actions that governments, the public, and the private sector must take?
There's a clear market failure. Journalism is struggling to fund itself, and people are expecting content for free now. And that's kind of hard to recover from, but it's not impossible. But what we do know is it will take us time to figure out new models that work. Now, you know, what do we do when there's a market failure for other public goods? Well, usually the state finds a way of supporting these goods. But in media, that's really complicated because if states fund journalism, it kind of gets messy and there's just too much scope for editorial interference. So the idea with the International Fund for Public Interest Media is that we will sustain media during the time that it needs it the most to avoid this media extinction event. Our mission is to help these organizations during a period where their business model needs to evolve by doing effectively three things. The first is to provide support that will be financial and non-financial to help them sustain. But it's really important to note here that these are not operational subsidies that will reinforce a dependency culture. But actually, what we want to do is help them catalyze new solutions for sustainability. These grants may provide match funding or technical support to help them create a new sustainable model of operation that will enable them to last in the digital world. But thirdly, we also want to create new approaches to supporting media in countries at the macro level as well, to create an environment that can optimize success and make the market of support work more efficiently. We are seeing really new promising models of journalism, whether that's membership models, models that are using more direct relationships with audiences. And these models could emerge as innovative and sustainable, but those models don't emerge overnight. And we're going to need to support the sector while we figure out how to evolve. And the cost of not doing that is just unimaginable.
Are some media outlets better positioned than others to weather the storm? Is there a regional dimension to this crisis?
The worst effects of the media crisis are in countries with either A, already weak advertising markets, B, where the economic as well as the political impacts of the COVID pandemic have hit media revenue the hardest, or C, where the media are especially vulnerable to political co-option or capture. You know, some governments have used the restrictions justified by the pandemic to actually further curtail media. In this sense, there's not necessarily a region specific. Some media markets are more vulnerable or resilient than others within specific regions. But our fund will focus on low and middle income countries, but it will be organized in a highly decentralized way with the most funding decisions decided at the regional level. It's really important that decision making is as close as possible to the countries that we support, because we want to tailor our support strategies to the specific country context within which we're working in. We really want to have a strong understanding of the media markets within which we operate, and also, really importantly, the political economy of the countries and the potential for a long-term approach that might chart an exit strategy from the current media market failure.
Can you tell us more about the International Fund for Public Interest Media and how it aims to help?
This idea has been in the making for almost 2 years now, and it's been guided by an advisory group of international journalists and media experts. Our idea, which is massively ambitious, but it needs to be, is to create a large-scale $1 billion response to this media market failure, this media extinction, focused especially on low and middle-income countries. It's a big idea, but trying to tackle this problem requires a big idea. We've undertaken extensive consultation with a wide range of stakeholders to this fund. And based on that evidence, we've designed this fund really with a number of principles in mind. The first is that it's an independent multilateral fund, which will allow media to be supported without the undue political interference from either donors or governments. We'll be supporting genuinely independent media. You know, historically, it's been hard to fund media due to this politicization. And we think an independent fund of this type, an independent multilateral fund of this type, would really help address this issue. The second principle is around the long-term sustainability of media organizations. We want to create a hub for experimenting with business models that could emerge as the future of journalism. We also want to support the enabling environment that supports and can nurture these media outlets. Our aim is that this fund sustains media over a 10 to 15 year period so that it can evolve and develop its own sustainable strategies. Third principle is that we want a decentralized model where we're working really closely with local organizations that understand the political economy and the country context within which we're working in. This fund cannot be removed from the realities that are faced on the ground. And finally, we're seeking new funding from those who have not historically supported media in the past. So we don't want to divert funding from the already great existing media support organizations that exist. But what we want to do is create a step change in the amount of funding that it's providing. You know, where is this money going to come from? Well, we're hoping that we can push the amount of overseas development assistance that goes to support media from the very low 0.3% that exists at the moment to ideally an average of 1%. But we're also seeking a diversity of funders. So not just international development agencies, but we're looking to technology companies, companies and also philanthropic entities to support this, those who have an interest in supporting democracy and development. And our initial aim is to raise 100 million to prove the concept and build the foundations of an ambitious institution.
Before we conclude, is there anything that you would like to add?
We think now more than ever, we're seeing a moment where there is a need and a desire to support global media. I think it's the combination of, you know, the fundamental need to support democracy and hold institutions to account. But that combined with this massive increase that we've seen globally in mis and disinformation, which has been proliferated by social media. Ensuring funding at the scale and pace required will be crucial to securing the long-term future of independent media organizations, especially in low and middle-income countries. Through these efforts, the international community can chart a path towards a new era of sustainable public interest journalism while helping to restore trust across society.